And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and prepare to come apart for a while. Take that deep, purifying breath, hold it for a few moments, and then just release. And as you exhale, feel your body relax and your mind release anything in the outer that might be keeping you from being fully present, from fully realizing the truth of God and your being. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to go deeper into that secret room. Center into the omnipresent love, sustaining strength, and pure peace that is always there. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Now in this consciousness, once again, visualize following Jesus up that hillside to the top of the summit, knowing that you are following him to a higher place of consciousness. As you sit at the Master's feet, your mind and heart open, and you know that Jesus is inviting you into a new dimension of understanding. You know that the law of God and the love of God are aspects of the same energy, the power of the divine at work in every single area of your life. You release struggle and stress as you surrender to that divine power flowing through your entire being, and you feel unparalleled freedom and joy. And next, Jesus tells you that your righteousness, your right thinking, must exceed that of the religious leaders in order to enter the kingdom. You understand that Jesus is inviting you to cease all human judgment of yourself and others. Your righteousness is not determined by outer rituals or rules or through the eyes and expectations of others. You enter the kingdom through a deep personal sense of rightness with God, a surrender to the one power and the one presence that indwells you and guides you to your greatest good. And so now, Jesus looks directly into your eyes and tells you, whoever holds anger in his heart against a brother or sister will come into judgment. And at that moment, you realize that holding anger against another is giving away your own peace and your own power. The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. You are on this earth to be all that you can imagine God to be God's love in expression. Divine love heals, harmonizes, and brings clarity to any situation. And so I invite you now to take a moment to just love yourself. Know that you are a precious, individualized expression of the divine. Allow divine love to fill your heart and overflow to every aspect of your being. And centered in that radiance of pure love, bring into your mind's eye any person, event, or condition about which you might be holding anger or judgment. Gently allow this person or condition to surface and just surround it with the beautiful energy of the love you are. Perfect love dissolves anything unlike itself. Know that whatever the hurt, anger, or judgment is to reveal to you will be revealed, and whatever needs to be healed by it will be healed. Surrender to the divine and ask, how can I be perfect love with this person or in this situation? Do this for a few moments now in the silence. And so now, let us come together as a greater church community in joy and gratitude, knowing that whatever we claim in the right consciousness is ours. We move forward in the days ahead, not simply obeying divine law, but embracing it. We are focused on the possibility of love in every situation, and we are absolutely blessed as a result. We claim this now, we know it is true, and we claim it in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ. And so it is. Amen. And now let's end this time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and